look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
Listen to a really good song, I start nodding my head like I'm saying yes to every beat. Yes, 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 this rocks. And then sometimes I switch it up like no, no, don't stop a rocking.
Every Friday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can't possibly find it funny anymore. It's been years. Let it go.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, serving Kingston and its greater area proudly.
It's 4 p.m. and you're listening to Phase Radio on 101.9 FM CFRC.
I took some photos.
listening to 101.9 FM CFRC. Welcome or welcome back to Phase Radio, where we lean into all our different phases. Happy, sad, anxious, angsty, angry, and excited with a variety of indie, rock, alternative, and all other kinds of tunes. I'm your host, Harper, and this week we are in Phase Disco All the Time, Kiss Occasionally, if ever. We started off the hour with Disco Kitchen by Gardens and Villa and Golden Gate Girl by Balu Brigada. So I'm sure, to no surprise of anyone, the name of this week's phase is inspired by the release of Harry Styles' new album, Kiss All the Time, Disco Occasionally, which has been a heated topic, at least in my house, because we are all confused as to why it's not the opposite. Disco All the Time and Kiss Occasionally makes way more sense, and I have yet to figure out what statement he's trying to make by switching it around. Like, yes, kissing all the time is awesome, but also, if you're prioritizing kissing over dancing, then I think you've got your priorities out of whack. But because we've got some big, exciting things coming up ahead, I thought a change in energy was warranted on Phase. Daylight savings just sprung us forward early Sunday morning, and while I'm left a little tired and disoriented, it's exciting to notice the days feeling longer. The snow is all but melted, knock on wood, because I know as soon as I say that, it will start back up again. St. Paddy's Day celebrations are on this weekend, which is super exciting, the official marker of the end of the winter semester hibernation, where we all pretend it's warm enough to stand outside, socializing for hours on end. And I honestly always find St. Paddy's to be one of my favorite holidays because the expectations are always so low, both in terms of the weather and of it necessarily being a good big holiday. And all I can really expect or ask for is some good friends, some good tunes, and good boogies. So that's what we're going to manifest for the upcoming celebrations on this hour. Leave your winter woes behind, stop pining, let's dance it off. Up next, we've got Robert El Diablo, Horse Girl, Midriff, and more on 101.9 FM CFRC.
Thank you. thank you very much indeed for being with us this morning. I'd like to start by possibly investigating a point of view that I think many, many of our listeners will be a little bit hazy about. That top song we're to lost forever. Let's see if we can persuade the powers that be and the mills to put in the city forest.
Want to kick the summer heat and get a nice treat? Don't hesitate to make a date to visit Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen food to prepare at home. Pop into the shop Monday through Sunday between 8 to 6 at 204 Berry Street. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
Welcome or welcome back. You're listening to 101.9 FM CFRC, and this is Phase Radio. This week, we are in Phase Disco all the time, Kiss occasionally, if ever. We just heard Vacios by Robert El Diablo, Switch Over by Horse Girl, What is Ashwagandha by Babe Rainbow, La Parla by You Do Right, and Nicotine by Midriff. As you'll hear throughout this hour, we've got a couple foreign language tunes. As my listeners already know, I'm currently finishing up my minor in world languages at Queens, and I've been feeling inspired and interested in discovering sort of the Latin American indie scene, and of course we've got some French-Canadian bands as well, because we got to appreciate that Montreal contribution to the genre. I couldn't find much about them, but I wanted to spotlight a Mexican band, Robert El Diablo, we just heard from. It appears, I think they were from Monterrey, Mexico, and they just released a new single on Spotify in collaboration with exploratory rock producer Esteban Gomez Gonzalez from Mexico City. So give him a listen if you vibe with the Spanish rock. We also heard from Midriff. Midriff comes to us from Brisbane, Queensland, Australia, made up of four friends, Sarah, George, Daniel, John, and Rowan. Oh, that's five friends. Who take lyrical inspiration from other big Aussie indie names like Royal Lotus, Peach Fur, and Ocean Alley, as well as California influences from the likes of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, as well as jazz drum influences of Yusuf Days. I heard them all the time as background music before the gigs of other Aussie bands, which is how I discovered them at first, and the song Nicotine never fails to make me bounce around a bit, but they've also just released a new EP, so go ahead and check them out if you're interested in that as well. And on a different note, I'm super excited for the start of the new spring season because it feels like gig time is officially coming back. All the artists, big and small, are releasing their albums, announcing their tours, and we've got a fair few exciting ones coming up in and around our area. I'm super stoked to see Kaylin Russo at the Drake in Toronto this Wednesday. I really only know two of her songs, and I discovered her through the Heated Rivalry soundtrack, but her vibe is pretty sun-soaked and energetic. She's from Southern California, I believe, as well, and I think it'll be great. I've also got the Bel Air Lip Balms on the docket in April, a band whose most recent album has been featured a couple times on Phase Radio because it's just so good. One of my favorite Australian bands who came out absolutely swinging with, I believe, it's their sophomore album again. And of course, we've got a few exciting shows coming up in Kingston as well, one of the bands which we will hear from coming up soon. Up next, we've got Cafeína, Show Savage, The Unicorns, and more on this week's episode, Disco All the Time, Kiss Occasionally, If Ever, on Phase Radio, 101.9 FM CFRC.
Bye.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo! My goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Looking for a way to give back this semester? Queens Cancer Kids First is a student-led club dedicated to supporting children and families affected by pediatric cancer through awareness, advocacy, and community action. Follow us on Instagram at Queens Cancer Kids First to learn more about our upcoming initiatives and how you can get involved. This November, we'll be hosting our annual toy and book drive, collecting donations to brighten the days of children receiving treatment in hospitals. Whether it's a new storybook, a comforting stuffed animal, or a fun toy, your contribution can help bring a smile to a child's face during a difficult time. Stay tuned on Instagram for drop-off locations, donation guidelines, and ways to get involved. Together, we can make a difference, one small act of kindness at a time. Follow at Queens Cancer Kids First today and help spread hope this holiday season.
We'll be right back.
Welcome or welcome back. You're listening to 101.9 FM CFRC, and this is Phase Radio. We just heard Nada Se Igual by Cafeína, Party Theme by Anemone, Nuage by Chaux Sauvage, I Was Born a Unicorn by the Unicorns, and All I Wanna Do by the Sheepdogs. As I had mentioned earlier, we've got a couple fun gigs coming up in and around us here in Kingston, one of which is the Sheepdogs on March 16th at the Grand Theatre, which I am absolutely stoked for, and their opener is Surf Hat. Are you kidding me? Dream Canadian lineup, particularly for an indie rock enthusiast like myself. I'm really excited to see Surf Hat, and I'm hoping they are performing some of the songs off their new album. My parents got to see them in Seattle a couple months ago because I told them to get tickets, and of course they loved it and ended up becoming friends with the band. They were sending me pictures of them having drinks with the bassist, and my mom told me I had to go to the show and show them the pictures and ask if they remember them, so I'm excited for that as well. And the Sheepdog song, I Don't Know, has been a staple upbeat tune for me ever since my housemate, Miss Carson Fowler, introduced me to them a couple years ago. We were driving back from Ottawa after having seen Houndmouth and Briscoe, and it was a bit of a grim day, honestly, because we were both dual citizens in the U.S., between the U.S. and Canada. And it was the night of the election, so we were pretty bummed on the car ride home. But I remember we were trying to drown out our sorrows with happy music, and she ended up putting on the Sheepdogs. And how can you be sad listening to that? To top off the hour, we're going to hear Not Afraid to Dance by Deer Rouge and Somebody New, but Swim Mountain. Speaking of people not afraid to dance, I promised a shout out to two people who are very much not afraid to dance, my good friends Theo and Thatcher, who are tuned in right now, my dancing kings. And speaking of dancing, I was talking to my housemate, who gets really anxious about the negative impacts of partying. She always wakes up with this intense anxiety about how unhealthy it is to stay up late and drink. And we were trying to reassure her that yes, while moderation is key, there's important benefits of going out and having fun as a young person. Obviously, we mentioned the importance of socialization and seeing friends, especially for a generation that was pretty heavily stunted by the pandemic. But I was also doing some research just for fun on the scientific benefits of dancing, and I'm being so serious when I say that Harvard Medical Research says that dance, in fact, has such beneficial impacts on the brain that is now being used to treat people with Parkinson's disease, a progressive neurological movement disorder. They even found that it lowers your risk of dementia, and they also unsurprisingly found that dance helps reduce stress, increases levels of feel-good hormone serotonin, and helps develop new neural connections, especially in regions involved in executive function, long-term memory, and spatial recognition. So basically, this is me, a qualified professional, giving you doctor's orders to put on your favorite song and having a living room dance party this Monday evening. Thanks for joining me this week. Catch the next installment of Phase next Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. on 101.9 FM CFRC.
When I was a child, Timonides, I had a secret fear that night would come and would never end. That we would live out our lives in total darkness. It was a small fear then.
Dark Side of the Tune has returned, and now at an even darker time spot. Tune in on Thursdays at 9 p.m. to get your dose of alternative music, including but not limited to metal, grunge, goth, and more. Hope to see you there.
Since the day I stopped drinking, my life has gotten better and better. I can't take any credit for it. It just seems that without alcohol, I think better, I'm more careful with money, I watch what I say, I don't get into trouble like I did when I was drinking. It's scary trying to walk through